The coronavirus crisis has certainly been challenging. It's forced people to come up with creative solutions to many things we usually take for granted. In Ventura County, one school's efforts to come up with ways to teach art remotely not only led to some unique works, but to a one-of-a-kind museum exhibition.
Once we switched from in-classroom learning to remote learning in mid-March, everything changed in the classroom. Classes were taught by Zoom, and teachers had to reassess how to best help their students learn. And the biggest thing we knew was that regular art education was not going to look the same when it was happening from home. And we needed to come up with an idea, a way to have the kids engaged with what was really relevant in their life.
Anna Wadman is the chair of the Visual Arts Department at Oaks Christian School in Westlake Village. She says what's relevant for Generation Z students right now is the pandemic.
They are at home. They're isolated from friends. They're not doing their sports teams. Some are anxious. Some are lonely. Some are bored. And so we were really trying to think of ways to connect art with their real experience. And so as an art faculty, we pose different prompts to help guide them in artistic expression of the lockdown with COVID and with the pandemic.
The school's art students embraced the project.
I thought it would be a really interesting way of creating something to show the feeling that everyone's going through in COVID that you can look back on. That was kind of my goal.
Oaks Christian student Elijah Green talks about his project.
I use Adobe Illustrator. I took graphic design. It's a program that we used a lot. I created black and white image that was separated by a line. It kind of created two sides, a small negative black side and a much larger positive white side to kind of show the disparity of space between our houses and the outer world. And within those images, I added like a frail person that was on the negative side and a kind of hostile image that was COVID-19 on the positive side.
But then the art became much more than a class project.
I got a call from CMOTO, California Museum of Art, Thousand Oaks, and we just love them. They're such a great organization, and they've welcomed our students in the past, and they had shut their doors, and they asked us if we'd be willing to collaborate with them on an online project. And I thought, oh my gosh, what a great opportunity. These students are making incredible work, and now they actually have a digital platform and a way to exhibit.
That's Anna Wadman with Oaks Christian.
We came up with the title Life Interrupted because that is, in a sense, what was really going on. That looks differently to every person. What does life interrupted by the pandemic look like? So students were able to interpret that prompt, and so we collected those pieces, and that's how it got started.
Wadman talks about what people will see in the online art show.
There's about 15 pieces. We have a film in there. We had students in an advanced level drawing and painting, and they made animations and more traditional type animations, hand-drawn. We had students from photo classes. We had graphic design students. We had students in drawing and painting. So those are all represented in the exhibit, which is really exciting. And it's from 9th grade through 12th grade, all areas and all genres and all different aspects of the pandemic.
Oaks Christian student Elijah Green talks about what he hopes people will take away from his art in the exhibition.
I really wanted people to look at it and kind of remember the feeling of being stuck indoors for months on end. That was my goal.
What kind of reaction have you been getting from like your family and friends as people have looked at it?
My family's definitely been excited.
The Life Interrupted exhibition gives people some unique insight into how our kids, the generation born after 1997, sees the crisis that we're all experiencing. You can find a link to the unique online art show on KCLU's website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.